Tommy Robinson released from prison but faces fresh charges that may send him back. By Kurt Zindelka on May 27, 2025. English activist and citizen journalist Tommy Robinson was released from prison on Tuesday, but faces a potential return to incarceration after fresh criminal charges were levied against him this month. A disheveled Tommy Robinson, sporting long hair, a beard, and a rose ring around his neck, left HMP Woodhill in Milton Keynes on Tuesday after his 18-month sentence was reduced by the High Court last week. Per his social media activity, Robinson's first actions upon release was visiting his mother's home, eating a full English breakfast including a black pudding, a traditional British food made of pig's blood, oats, and spices, and have a haircut, his appearance having given all impression of having been denied the use of a razor in prison. The anti-grooming gang activist was jailed last year for contempt of court for breaking an order to repeat claims about a Syrian man who had successfully sued Robinson for libel. As a part of his early release, Robinson agreed to take down the claims from his social media, including his documentary film Silenced. Speaking outside of the prison, Robinson said that unfortunately, in a country that doesn't believe in free speech, being a citizen journalist, this place is an occupational hazard. It's ridiculous. 16 years ago, when I first started speaking out against Islamic rape gangs that were plaguing this country, from that point on, I have faced relentless attacks from the British state, wielding lawfare as a weapon in order to silence me. I have never been convicted by a jury. Every one of my convictions have been handed down to me by judges. However, Robinson expressed his thanks to Elon Musk for helping promote his cause and his film to a broader audience, saying, "I have to say a thank you to Elon Musk. Because without X, if we didn't have X, everyone would just think I lied. No one would have got any other narrative. You've attempted to lock up the truth, but that truth has echoed throughout the entire globe." Robinson claimed that his imprisonment was a part of a broader trend of lawfare in the political sphere, pointing to the prosecution of Geert Wilders in the Netherlands, Steve Bannon, President Donald Trump, and Marine Le Pen in France as other examples. "Lawfare has been waged against anyone who has challenged the globalist narratives," he said. The newfound freedom for the activist may be short-lived as he is reportedly set to appear before the Westminster Magistrates Court on June 5 facing accusations of harassment causing fear violence in August of last year amid the Southport protests and riots which broke out across the UK after the mass stabbing at a children's dance party by second-generation migrant Axel Rudakubana which left 3 young girls dead. Robinson also faces another trial next year over allegations that he refused to provide police with a PIN code for his phone last year after being stopped under Schedule 7 of the Terrorism Act 2000. Follow Kurt Zindelka on X, follow @KurtZindelka or email to xzindelka@breitbart.com.